Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olah Shalom. It begins on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis with the new Perik Elu Dvorim. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Begins the Mishnah. Elu Dvorim Shebein Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel Besuda. These are the items between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in a Suda. The Charedim adds one word, Behilcha Suda. This entire Perek discusses various machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel concerning the halachas of a Suda. And the first machlokas that the Mishnah will discuss is Kiddush on Shabbos, Friday night. We have to make a bracha on the wine, Borei Pri HaGafen, and we also have to make a bracha on the Kedushas Hayom. If it's Shabbos, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. If it's Yontif, we say Mekadesh Yisrael VaHazmanim. And the question is, what is the right order? Should one make the bracha on the Borei Pri HaGafen and then on the Yom Mekadesh HaShabbos? Or the opposite? Should a person make the bracha first on Mekadesh HaShabbos and then on the Yayin Borei Pri HaGafen? That will be the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And as the Charedim tells us in the third line of the Charedim, the time of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Mefarshe B'Gemara. The reasons for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will be explained in the Gemara. As we'll see in the Gemara, there are actually two reasons that are given for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and we will see that there are differences which reason we apply for Beis Shammai and which reason we apply for Beis Hillel as the Gemara progresses. So the Mishnah says that concerning Kiddush, the second line of the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Mevorach ala Yoim, V'achakach Mevorach ala Yayin. First he makes a bracha on Mekadesh HaShabbos, or Mekadesh Yisrael V'azmanim. And then he makes the bracha on the Yayin. U Beis Hillel Oimrim, the Beis Hillel say just the opposite. Mevorach ala Yayin, first he makes a bracha on the Yayin, Borei Pri HaGafen, V'achakach Mevorach ala Yoim, and then he makes the bracha on the Yoim, Mekadesh HaShabbos, or on Yontif, Mekadesh Yisrael V'azmanim. Begins the Gemara, Ma Tamai on the Beis Shammai. What is the reason of Beis Shammai that they say that the Yoim comes before the Yayin, before the Borei Pri HaGafen, and Beis Shammai gives two reasons. Reason number one, Shekidushas HaYoim Gormo L'Yayin SheYavoy, as the Charedim brings down, the Rashi in the Bavli explains, Kois Zeh, in the third wide line, medium wide line of the Charedim, Kois Zeh Loibo Elo Bishvil Shabbos. Why is the person who's being Mekadesh to Shabbos, who's making Kiddush, why is he bringing out the cup of wine before the Suda? This is not normally done. The answer is because a person has to remember Shabbos, Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoy, Midoraisa he's Yoitze Bidvorim, speaking about Shabbos, saying it in Shemoyne Esrei. However, the Chazal were Kiveya that he should do it on Yayin. So the cause of him bringing out this cup of wine before the Suda is because of the Kedushas HaShabbos. Otherwise, he wouldn't bring out the wine. So the cause of the wine is the day, and therefore it is only fitting that the Brach of Mekadesh HaShabbos should precede the Borei Pri HaGafen of the wine. A second reason, Ukvar Nischayiv B'Kedushas HaYoyim Ad Sheloy Bo HaYayin. He was already Chayiv in showing that this day now is a special day of Kedusha, the Kedusha of Shabbos, before he received the wine. Explains the Charedim in Divrei HaMaskil Kvar Nischayiv, the end of the third medium wide line, Kvar Nischayiv, Kosova Meiri, the Meiri explains, Tam Acharu, this is a second reason besides the one that we said before, that the day is Goyrim the Yain. Kloimer, She'ein Odom Nichnes Lasuda Tekev Shekiddush HaYoyim Ad Sheyispal. If he's Mekabel Shabbos at Shkia, so he doesn't start the Suda, he doesn't make Kiddush right by Shkia, V'nimtze, he goes to Davin. V'nimtze Kedushas HaYoyim Chola Koydim Bi'is HaYayin. So it comes out that time-wise, Shabbos was ushered in before the wine is brought to the table for the Suda. He goes to Shul to Davin first, he comes home, then he takes out the Yayin. So in the sequential order, V'roi L'vorach, Al Rishon Rishon, it's proper to make a bracha on the first one first, and on the second one second. Since the Kedusha of the day is here before the Yayin is brought out, therefore Beis Shammai says, a second reason why the Mekadesh HaShabbos comes before the Borei Pri Hagofen. Continues the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Matama and the Beis Hillel. What's the reason of Beis Hillel? Why do they say that the Yain comes before the Yoim? So there's also two reasons why they said that. Reason number one, Shahayayin Goyrim Likidushas Hayom Shatiyam. The only way you can make Kiddush is only with wine. And here there is a very important chredim, and let us learn it inside. And it will also be negay the Gemara further on Daf Ein Ches Amid Aleph. Says the chredim in Devar Maschel, Shayayin Garm Likiddush, which is the last of the medium wide lines. Ladas HaBavli, according to the Bavli in Arvei Psochim, on Daf Kufvav Amid Beis, Lefi Roiv Amid Forshim, according to most opinions, the Sovar, Yesh Kiddush Alapas, that not only can you make Kiddush on wine, but if you have no wine, you can make it on bread. Ula Rabbi Tanchum Bar Yudin Yerushalmi Dil Il Soif Perik Shloish Ochlu, the Sovar Namike. And in the Gemara at the end of Perik Shloish Ochlu, so Rabbi Tanchum Bar Yudin also held that you could make on pas. According to them, according to these opinions, Pirush Rashi Vameiri. So what does our Gemara mean according to Beis Hillel? Yayin causes you to make Kiddush. Without Yayin, you can't make Kiddush. We see from here, from these sources, that you can make Kiddush on bread. So the pshat is, Shimein Yayin Ein Mekachin, that if you have no wine, you don't make Kiddush. I'm a Kaddish ala pas. I, you just said you can make Kiddush on pas. Gam hu b'makam yayin. Ubirchas hapas koidemis. So that's how these Mephorshim will learn this Gemara. When Beis Hillel said that hayayin goyrim, it meant hayayin and the bimkoim yayin, the automatic substitute for wine. When we speak about wine Friday night, we don't just mean wine. We automatically are referring to its substitute in the case that there is no wine, and that is bread, which you make hamoitzi. Ubirchas hapas koidemis. Einichanami, just like Beis Hillel holds that yayin will come first, so too he holds the automatic substitute of bread that will also come first before the Kedushas HaYoyim. But without yayin or its built-in substitute of bread, ein echanami, you will not be able to make Kiddush. And you'll have to be soymech on the Kiddush that you made, sanctification of Shabbos that you made in Shmoneh Esrei. You won't have any ability to be mekayim what the Chazal said, that zechareyu al yayin. You should make Kiddush on wine or its substitute bread, because you have neither. But according to the Amram de Lekamot, which the Charedim learns the Sugya on Ein Chesam Aleph, that they hold that only Kiddush works Friday night and bread does not work. If you don't have Kiddush, you cannot make it on Challah. Ula Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, there in Bavli, Psochem, Dav Kufuav Amid Beis, in the Toises de Rama Aschel, Mekadesh, the Rabbeinu Tam sheet is not like Roiva Meforshim. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that Gam Ladas HaBavli Ein Kiddush Bepas Klal. You cannot make Kiddush on Pas. Ella Im Ein Lo Yayin, if you don't have wine, there is no built-in substitute, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And according to the Amoroim that we're going to see on Ein Chesamid Aleph, Imein Lo Yayin, Soymach Al Kiddush B'Tvila, he'll have no other choice. He'll have to be Soymach Al Kiddush that he made during Tvila, which is Mekayim the Dinda Raisa, Zechreu B'Dvorim. You have to remember Shabbos, sanctify it Bichni Sosoy, B'Tziyosoy, by saying Kiddush, by saying Avdolah. This way you show that Shabbos, from its start till its completion, has a special Kiddush, a special sanctity that the rest of the week does not have, but the only way to do it is through wine. If there is no wine, you have to be simach on the deraisa of saying it during tefillah. So since yayin is the cause to make a separate kiddush after Shmoneh Esrei, so therefore yayin precedes the Mekadesh HaShabbos. This is the Svora of Beis Hillel, Svora number one. As we turn to Daf Ein Chesamid Aleph, Dover Acher, a second reason, just like Beis Shammai had two reasons, so Beis Hillel also has two reasons. Dover Acher, Hayayin Tadir. The Yayin, you make a bracha bar pri hagafen during the week whenever you want to eat, drink wine or grape juice, you have to make a bar pri hagafen. So that is constant. Ukedusha ain't a Tadir, but the Kedushas Hayayim of Shabbos, that's not Tadir. And we have a rule, Tadr v'she'enoi Tadr, Tadr koydem, that when you have something that is done usually, and you have something that's done not frequently, ain't it Tadira, which one precedes the other? We say the one that is Tadr precedes the one that is not Tadr. Therefore here, the Yayin, according to Basil, will precede the Yoim Mekadesh HaShabbos, which is not Tadir. It's infrequent. It only comes once a week. And how does the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pei Tesom and Aleph learn this out? They learn it from a pasuk, because it says by the Musaf on Pesach that it's done after the Oilas HaBoiker. So the pasuk says in Bamidbar, Milvad Oilas HaBoiker Asher Lo Oilas HaTomit Tasu Es Eile. So we learn out, except for the Oilas HaBoiker, meaning you're bringing out a Korban Pesach that's besides the Oilas HaBoiker that preceded it in the morning, because it is more Tadr, it comes constantly every day in the Mishkan in the Beis HaMikdash, and from the extra language which is superfluous of Asher Loilas HaTomet, the Pesach could have said Milvad Oilas HaBoiker Tasu Es Eila. Besides the Oilas HaBoiker, which comes every day, you should do these, meaning the Korban Musaf. Why did it say Asher Loilas HaTomid? We know that the Oilas HaBoiker is the Oilas HaTomid. It's superfluous. So from here, Chazal said, this is a limud that the halacha, that Oilas HaBoiker precedes the Musaf of Pesach, because its Tadr is not only a din by the Musaf of Pesach, but it's a concept throughout the entire Torah that Tadr Vishayna Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. So Basil applies that halacha of Tadr v'sheinu Tadr as a second reason why Yayin is made, Boira Priya Gofen is made before Mekadesh HaShabbos, because Yayin is a Tadr, Mekadesh HaShabbos is not Tadr, Tadr v'sheinu Tadr, Tadr Kaidem. Continues the Gemara, the second line on the top of the Vayin Chesom and Aleph, Om Rabbi Yossi. Said Rabbi Yosi, Midivrei Shneyen, from both Beis Shammai, as the Haredim explains, from both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we learn out that they had Machloikis, Yayin, and Kedushas Hayoyim. What about the Shiloh of Yayin Vavdolo? In the Avdolo, at the end of Shabbos, do you say Bori Priya Gofen first, or do you say Hamavdo Ben Kodesh L'Choyl first? Says Rabbi Yosi, from both the reasons of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we see that Hayayin Koidem, that Yayin Bori Priya Gofen would come before Hamavdo Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. Why? Klum Taman de Beis Shammai, Eloshe Kedushas Hayoyim Gormo Liyayin Shiyovoy. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? And as the Haredim speaks out, Rabbi Yossi holds the ikur of the two reasons of Beis Shammai is his first reason, and the ikur of Beis Hillel is the last reason, his second reason. What was the first reason of Beis Shammai? That the Kedushas Hayoyim causes the wine to come. If it wasn't Shabbos, the person coming home from shul would not take a cup of wine before the Suda. He would begin right away. He'd make a mitzvah and start eating a Suda. Why is he taking a cup of wine before the Suda? Because Chazal were kaveya that you should remember the Shabbos. You should be mekadesh the Shabbos on wine. So it's the Kedusha Shabbos that's causing it. Therefore, it's only right that it should come first. Mekadesh the Shabbos precedes Yayin. But Vikan over here by Havdolah, Hoyol Veloy Havdolah Gormali Ayin Shiyavoy. By Havdolah, it's not the Havdolah that's causing the wine, but it's the Kedushas Hayoyim that's causing the wine. And therefore, Hayayin Koidem here, Beis Shammai, would be moited to Beis Hillel, that the Yayin would precede the Havdolah. Let's see how the Haredim explains this. Let's begin first with the last of the wide lines on top. Divrei Masel Shekedushas Hayoyim, Shenichnesa V'Havo L'Chvoidom Avin Yayin. Why do we bring wine? Because there's a Hishavus of Kedusha. There's a Kedushas HaShabbos that's being created. And because of that Kedushas HaShabbos, in honor of that new holy entity that is being brought in, the Kedushas HaShabbos, in its honor, we bring wine. So therefore, what's causing the wine? The Hishavus, the creation of this holy entity, that bracha of Mikdash Shabbos, which celebrates that holy entity, that Kedusha Shabbos, comes before the Yayin. But Vikan over here by Avdolah, Hoyl Veloy Avdolah, Dahainu Choyl Shenichnas Vahayva Gorm Shavia Yayin. It's not the choyl that's now being created that causes the wine. Elo hakedusha sheyotze v'holchelo, the kedusha that is going away, that has dissipated and gone away, that kedusha is causing the wine. Because Chazal said, remember Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos and when Shabbos leaves. So what the Gemara is saying is the focus of Havdalah is hamavdil ben kodesh to choyl, that there's a new creation now of choyl coming in to replace the kedusha of Shabbos. So the Havdalah is focusing on the choyl, whereas the Yayin is still focusing on the Kedusha that it has dissipated and has gone away. So therefore, you can't buy the Kiddush, so it's the Havus of a Kedusha, the creation of Kedusha, that causes the wine. So the Mekadosh HaShabbos goes first, and the Yayin goes second. But here, the Havdalah, which is focusing on the Choyl, that's not causing the wine. The Kedusha Shabbos that's leaving is causing the wine. So here you cannot say that the Havdalah, which is now being created, that's being ushered in to replace the Kedusha Shabbos, it's causing the wine. It's not. It's the outgoing Kedusha of Shabbos that's causing the wine. Therefore, you cannot say that the Havdalah should precede the Yayin. Adarabba, over here, the Yayin precedes the Havdalah, because the Havdalah is not causing the Yayin. That's what Beit Shammai says, Hayayin Koidim. So that is what Rabbi Yossi explained, according to Beit Shammai's first reason, that by Havdalah, we will say that even Beit Shammai will agree that the Yayin will come after the Yayin and not before the Yayin. The Yayin comes first. Now, let us see Beis Hillel. It's very simple. Klom tamein de Beis Hillel elisha Yayin todir. The Kedusha ain't to there. What was the reason that Beis Hillel gave? Reason number two in Beis Hillel, why Yayin precedes the Yoyim, because the Yayin is constant, it's very frequent, daily, it's Tadira, and the Kedusha of Shabbos is only once a week, ain't it Tadira? And Tadir v'shein Tadir, what comes first? Tadir comes first. The Chain, according to Beis Hillel, it's the exact same thing by Avdolah. Hoyol v'yayin Tadir v'avdolah ain't a Tadira. Since Yayin is every day and Havdalah is only once a week, it's not Tadir. Hayayin Kaidim, the same principle. Tadir Vishayin and Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. So according to Beis Hillel, there's no difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. Always the Yayin comes first because it's Tadir. And according to Beis Shammai, whereas by Kiddush, the Yoyim is Garim the Yayin, and therefore the Yoyim comes first by Kiddush. However, by Havdalah, it's not the Havdalah that's Garim the Yayin, it's the outgoing Kedusha, and therefore here, Rabbi Yossi says that even Beis Shammai will be moided to Beis Hillel that the Yayin precedes the Havdalah. Now comes along Rav Mana, and Rav Mana says just the opposite. Rav Mana, Amar Rav Mana, Midivrei Shnein, from the words of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Yayin v'Avdolah, in the case of Yayin v'Avdolah, what comes first? Havdalah koidemes. Havdalah comes first. And now we're going to explain why Havdalah comes first according to Rav Mana. But we should just point out that the question is Rav Mana arguing on Rabbi Yossi? So the Charedim says clearly he's arguing. We see in the Charedim, Divri Amaskel Hayayin Koidem, in the middle of that Charedim, which is the sixth short line in the right-hand column, the Svirule L'Rabbi Yossi, the Iker Tam Beis Shammai Hu Arishin. Rabbi Yossi, that we just got finished learning, he holds the main reason of Beis Shammai of the two reasons that they said is the first one. Shehisker ve'ikur tam Beis Hillel hu hasheni, and according to Beis Hillel, the ikur tam is the second one of Tadir v'shein Tadir, and that's why, as we explained, according to the first time of Beis Shammai and the second time of Beis Hillel, by Havdalah, of course, the Yayin will come first. V'Rab Mana savar efcha, Rab Mana holds the opposite. Upolig kilekamei, he disagrees and he argues, and now he's going to go according to the second reason of Beis Shammai, and according to the first reason of Beis Hillel, and he's going to learn that Yayin Havdalah is first. Others say that Ramana really wasn't arguing on Rabbi Yossi, but he just wanted to say, I have a svara to tell you that what you're saying is not mukhrach. You can't say definitively 100% that according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Yayin comes first. Amar Rav Manan, Amar Divrei Shnei, and Yayin v'Avdol, in the case of Yayin v'Avdol, both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel, Avdola Koydemes, the opposite of Rabbi Yossi, Avdola comes first. Now let's analyze the Klum Tamayin to Beis Shammai. What's the second reason of Beis Shammai? You know why Yoyim is first by Kiddush? Because the Kiddushas HaYoyim started before the person comes home from Shul and takes out the Koshal Yayin. So therefore, since it was first, it's proper to go sequentially and make Mekadosh HaShabbos before Bar Pri HaGafen. And that reasoning applies to Avdolah also. V'kan, hoyil v'nischai b'Avdolah, actually b'ayayin, since by Moitzoy Shabbos, he's already chayv in Avdolah the minute that Shabbos is over. And at that time, he's in shul davening, till he comes home from shul and takes out the wine to make Avdolah. So the Havdalah Chiyuv came preceded the Yayin. So just like by Kiddush, the Yoyim precedes the Yayin, and you make Mekadosh HaShabbos before Bar Pirgof, and the same thing by Havdalah. The Chiyuv Havdalah precedes the Yayin, so you make Havdalah before Bar Pirgof. Klum Tamayin de Beis Hillel. What is the reason of Beis Hillel? Now we're going to focus on the first reason of Beis Hillel. Ela Shayayin Goyrim, the Kedushas HaYoyim Shetayomer. Because the Yayin causes the Kedushas HaYoyim to be said. Vekan Hoyol Ve'ein Hayayin Goyrim Lavdolah Shetayomer. But here, wine does not cause Avdolah to be said. Even if you don't have wine, the Chredim says, in Divrei Maaseh Vekan Ein Hayayin Goyrim Lavdolah Shim Ein Lo Yayin Mavdolah Sheikhor. If Sheikhor is Chamar Medina, if it's the drink that people drink, it's a common drink, so then Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal explains it, that it's something you would be mechabed guests with. So if it meets the criterion of Chamar Medina, then you can make it on beer, on a different beverage than wine. So wine is not causing the Avdol to be said. And the whole reason by Kiddush why we said that Yayin precedes Avdol is because the Yayin causes the Avdol to be said, but that no such svar exists by Avdol. You could use beer. So therefore, Avdol Kedem is therefore by Avdol and Yayin, since the Yayin is not causing the Avdol, Avdol will come first. Now, if we look in the Charedim, Divrei HaMaskil, Shayayin Goyrem, Shemain lo yayin ein kiddush besuda klal. If you don't have wine, then there's no kiddush in the suda at all. So we see clearly, like the Charedim said before in Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, that if there is no wine, you don't make kiddush. And it would seem from the Charedim that bread is not an alternative either. And this is the Amoroyim that the Charedim hinted to or alluded to in Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. He said, Aval Adas Amoroyim Dilakamon, and the Pirush of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Bavli holds like that also, Ein Kiddush Bepas Klal. That's the same word Klal that he uses over here. You cannot make Kiddush with Pas. You can't make it with beer. You can't even make it with bread. The only thing you can make it on is with wine. So then this sugya is very clear that by Kiddush, you can only make it on wine. Wine is causing Kiddush to be said. Otherwise, you don't say Kiddush. You have to be soimach on what you said in Shemayin Esrei. However, by Avdolah, you have alternatives. You can make it on Sheikhor. The Rosh in Arvei Psachim, in the Bavli, he holds that you can make Kiddush on bread, and he brings this Yerushalmi, and he answers on this Yerushalmi that it's possible Yerushalmi held that you could make it on bread. He doesn't say you can't make a klal. Because as we spoke of before, when the Charedim quoted those shittas that hold the pasuk can be used, because Yayin includes automatically its substitute, its built-in substitute of pas. So pas is like synonymous with wine. So, of course, according to the Charedim, it's a much stronger pshat here, because according to him, by Kiddush, there is no alternative, no sheikhar, no pas, nothing except wine. And by Avdolah, there is an alternative, and therefore the yayin is not causing the Avdolah. But the Rush has a way to explain this Gemara. The Gemara just meant to say that you can't use sheikhar, even if it's Chamar Medina. But for Kiddush, you have to use either yayin or its built-in substitute pas. So we still can say shayayin garam kedusha shayayin shati amar, meaning the yayin and the built-in substitute of pas lafuke chamar medina of sheikhar. But by Avdallah, chamar medina works. So the Rush here has a good teretz on this gemara. However, from the next gemara, it would seem that the next gemara seems to tilt more in the side of the Charedim, who holds that the Yerushalmi argued on the Bavli and holds that pas cannot be used. And let us now begin the next Gemara. Although the Rush brings this Gemara, I don't know how he answers it, because his answer concerning Chamar Medina would seem to fall short with the raya we have from the next Gemara to the Charedim that pas does not work.
Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Zeira, midivrei shneyan, and the Charedim explains, midivrei shneyan here does not mean Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which is what midivrei shneyan meant in the sugya before, but midivrei shneyan means both from Rabbi Yossi, who said that Avdolah and Yayin comes first, and also according to Rav Mana, who said that Avdolah and Yayin Havdalah comes to first. Midivrei Shneyan, we can learn that they held the same in one halacha, which is Mavdilin Beloyayin, that you can make Havdalah without wine. Ve'ein Mekachin Ela Biyayin, but you can only make Kiddush with wine. So the Charedim explains that Rav Mana said Beferish that you can make Havdalah even on other things like beer. Because when he was explaining Beis Hillel, why will Beis Hillel agree that Havdalah comes before Yayin? Because the only reason that Yayin comes before Kiddush is because the Yayin is Goyrim L'Kedushas HaYom Shetayomer. As the Charedim learns that you can only use Yayin, not bread, not Shecher, nothing else except wine. You don't have wine, you can't make Kiddush. So that's why Yayin comes first. But v'kan hoil ve'ena yayin gorm l'avdolah sh'tayomer, then havdolah kedemis. But by wine and havdolah, the wine is not causing the havdolah to be said, because you can make havdolah on beer. Therefore, the havdolah comes first. So Rav Mana clearly states that havdolah can be made on something other than wine. And Kiddush can only be made on wine. But, says the Charedim, that you can learn like this even from Rabbi Yossi. Let's see the Charedim inside. Divrei Amasil, Ve'ein Mekachin, and you'll notice he uses again the word here, Klal, which the Gemara does not use. And the Rush will mean it does not mean Klal. The Rush will say it does not mean Klal, it means Ve'ein Mekachin, Ela B'Yayin, and its built-in substitute of Challah. But the Charedim learns no, and he's going to say it another time. He repeats this over and over again. Ve'ein mekachin klal ela b'yayin. You can only use wine, nothing else. So bedivri Rav Mana harei mefurish bedvarav. It says it beferish that yayin does not cause avdolah because you could use something else. We af medivri Rabbi Yosef, and even from Rabbi Yosef, who said by yayin avdolah that yayin comes first, yesh lomad. You could also learn this klal that yayin does not cause avdolah. You can make it on something else. De'i avisvir lay. De'ain avdolah below yayin. We'll read what it says in brackets. De'ain avdolah below yayin. If he would hold that avdolah cannot be made unless there's wine, just like Kiddush. So lomad she yayin koidim b'avdolah gam me hatam haru. Rishon de Beis Hillel. The Chachamim has a very nice idea here. What we explained that according to Rabbi Yossi, he went with the first reason of Beis Shammai and the second reason of Beis Hillel of Tadar Rishon and Tadar. That's why you have Yain before Havdalah. According to Rav Mana, he went according to the second reason of Beis Shammai and the first reason of Beis Hillel. Asks the Chachamim, if you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Yossi, that Havdalah can be made only with wine. So why does Rabbi Yossi say in Beis Hillel that Beis Hillel holds Yain and Havdalah? Yain is first because Tadar Rishon and Tadar Kaidim. Even if you would hold the first reason of Beis Hillel, which is that the Yain is Goyrim, that Kiddush should be made, that applies not only to Kiddush, that you can only make Kiddush on wine, it would apply also to Havdalah, you're telling me, that Havdalah can only be made on wine, it can't be made on Shechar. If that's the case, then Yain comes first by Havdalah, because it can only be made on wine. So why does he only say the second reason of Tadar Rishon HaTadar? In Beis Hillel, he should have said the first reason also, is the Haraya that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rav Mana, that Havdalah can be made on something other than wine, it can be made on beer. So therefore, Beis Hillel, according to the first reason, would not agree that wine comes before Havdalah. That's why he had to come on to the second reason, Tadar Rishon HaTadar, Tadar Kaidim, that Yain is first. So that is what the Charedim says, Pshat and Rav Zeiriz, Midivri Shnein from Rav Yossi and Rav Mana. We learned the rule, Mavdilim B'lo Yain, you can make Havdalah on Sheikor, on beer, by the aim of Kachin El B'Yain, the way the Charedim learns, Klal, you can't use anything else, no bread, no beer, nothing else, only wine. Says the Gemara, he date de Rav Zira. This, in fact, is the Shita of Rav Zira. This is what Rav Zira said, that midivrei shneim, you learned this out. He himself held like that. Why? To Rav Zira, Omar, he said, he paskin mavdilin al sheikhar, you can make Havdalah on beer, va'azlin min asar la'asar, a person has to go from one place to the other, mishum kedusha. If he doesn't have wine for Kiddush, he has to go from one place to the other, so the Charedim learns, because you can only make Kiddush on wine. And you don't have wine, you're not Yotze Kiddush, and there's a din d'rabbanan that you have to be Yotze Kiddush, so you have to go from one place to another looking for it. Let us see the Charedim is inside. Vazlina me'asar, l'makum she'yesh bo yayin l'kiddush, you go from one place to the other, she'ein takana l'kaddush, lo'y be'pas, v'lo'y be'sheicha rak al yayin. Again, clearly spelling this out. There's no takana to make kiddush on bread or on beer, only on wine, and therefore you have to go from one place to the other. It would seem to me that perhaps the Pnei Moshe is not learning like that. The Pnei Moshe may be going according to the Rosh and Arvi Pesachim, who learns, even the Yerushalmi here holds that you could make on pas. That's why the Pnei Moshe, if you look at the first wide line of the Pnei Moshe, he says you go from one place to the other to hear Kiddush, and he ends off his words, L'mishma Kiddush al Yain, the Iker Mitzvah Kiddush al Yain, the main mitzvah of Kiddush is wine. So therefore, it could be, Bidi Eved, if you didn't find wine anywhere, you'll make it on pas. But you're holding now before Kiddush, so go from one place to the other, even if you have bread, because the chatchila, the Iker Mitzvah of Kiddush is wine. Doesn't mean Bidi Eved, you can't use the built-in substitute of bread. But the Iker one, Mashenkin, the Charedim clearly states that you cannot make it on bread, you cannot make it on beer. What seemed to be here, a machloik, is how to learn this Yerushalmi between the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe, who seems to be following the sheet of the Rosh in Pesachim, that from this Yerushalmi is not a raya that you cannot use pas, but the Iker is Yain, and therefore he told people to go from one place to another to get wine for Kiddush, to hear Kiddush being said over wine. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi, said, Nehigin Taman over there in Bavel. As the Charedim will explain, that there were some places that didn't have wine. B'makom she'ein yayin, shliach tzibur over lifnei hateva, v'omer bracha achas mein sheva. The Bavli tells us that why were they misakin after Shmoneh Esrei Friday night, a special bracha. Magen Aves there, that whole bracha is called me'ein sheva. It is a miniature Shmoneh Esrei. So the since Marv is Rishus, they were not misakin that a regular Shmoneh Esrei should be repeated as they did by Shacharis and Mincha. to be Yotze the Amoratzim who didn't know how to daven. Because Tfilas Arvis Rishus. However, on Tuesday night and Friday nights, there was a danger of Shadim, and if someone would come to Shul, and he would be late, and he would be alone in the Shul, and people would go home, so there was a danger of the Shadim damaging him, and therefore, they were misakin this extra Tfilah Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, so people stayed longer in Shul, and meanwhile, he would finish his Shemoneh Esrei, and we'd go home with everybody together. That's the Tom of the Bavli. The Yerushalmi learns a different Tom. The Yerushalmi says they were misakin it only for places where there were, wine was not frequent, where the person wouldn't have wine. So what does the Amar Aretz do now? He doesn't hear the Shliach Tzibur in Shmoneh Esrei because he doesn't repeat Shmoneh Esrei. He doesn't know how to daven. So he can't be Moitzi himself. He has a Din D'Oraisa to Zachreyu Bedvorim. So it's not as he can't daven Shmoneh Esrei. There's no chazor shatz. There's no wine to make kiddush on. So memela he's stuck. They were misakin make a bracha achas mein sheva, and he'll be yotze with what the shliach tzibur says bracha achas mein sheva. Let's see the chredim side. Tamon bebavel over there in bavel shahoyu ba mekoy mishenyar, and there were places that didn't have wine. V'arei omarna lemaila shesoymech al kedushas ayom shabatfilas arvus. A person who doesn't have wine will have to be soymech on what he says during ma'ariv Shmoneh Esrei Friday night. The mitzvah is tired, mitaraisa, zorchas yom shabbos lakachre, bedvorm with words, b'chnisasa b'tsiyase. V'kivin shekitcha bedvorm yatsa, a regular person, makadi shabbos with words, in Shmoneh Esrei is yaitza. But mitarabanan afal pi shekitchu b'tvila, even though you said it in tvila, it's rechu lakadi shenis ayayin, you have to make it over again on wine. So, Ulkivan, a regular person, the Loyavshal Kaim de Rabban, and he doesn't have wine in those places in Bavel where they didn't have wine, Yekaim de Raisa, he should at least be Makaim. He'll be Makaim de Raisa that he said a Bidvorim in Shmoneh Esrei. Ulafisha Tfilas Arvis Rishos, Ulakachola Hitzrichul Shlich Sibir Lachser, Hatfila, Lemishain Abaka, a person not Baki. So, by Tfilas Arvis, they weren't Misakein, since it's only Rishos that it should be repeated to Shmoneh Esrei. So now the person who's not a Baki is stuck. So what does he do? He has no Eitzah, as the Charedim goes on to explain. Shmoneh Esrei, he wasn't able to say. He's an Amoritz. There is no Chazor HaShatz. There's no wine. And what about to go to a neighbor with wine? The neighbor would have to invite him. Otherwise, it's not Kiddush Makom Suda. And let's say the neighbor doesn't want to invite him. You want to hear the Kiddush, good, but the Kiddush won't help me. It's not Kiddush Makom Suda. So he has no Eitzah. Therefore, they were misakin, not because of shadim, as the Bavli says. They were misakin because this way you would hear from the Shliach Tzibur, Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, and it'd be Yoitza Kiddush, at least Midaraisa, by saying words, and Shemei Koin, it's as if he said those words of Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, and therefore he's Yoitza Kiddush Midaraisa. That's the reason they made it. But part of this equation is that if there's no wine, so you cannot make Kiddush, and therefore we have to find an answer for you. As the Gemara concludes, V'yoyim r'bracha achas mein sheva v'choysim, what's the end of that bracha achas mein sheva? B'mekadesh, our gear to hear in the Gemara is Yisroel v'es yoyim ha-shabbos. If you look in the Rosh Cirillo, the third line on the left-hand column, he's Gairus V'chaisim Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's the way we do it. We only say Yisroel when it comes to Yontiv. Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim, which refers to Yontiv. Or on Shabbos we say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisroel V'Hazmanim. Why do we put Yisroel in between Shabbos and Yontiv Zmanim when Yontiv comes out on Shabbos? The answer is because Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbos, you Hashem are Mekadesh to Shabbos, Yisrael gets its Kedusha from Shabbos, then Yisrael turns around and is Mekadesh to Hazmanim, or Yom HaZikaron, Rosh Hashanah. Because the Kiddush of Yontif comes through Bezdin. It depends when Bezdin is Mekadesh to Chodesh. And Hashem agrees to whatever the Bezdin is Kaveya as the new month. Pesach comes out when Chazal said that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to be. And Sukkot is when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is going to be. So it's all dependent on the Kiddush of Chodesh of Bezdin. And therefore, whenever you speak about Hazmanim, Yontiv, then you have to say Mekadesh Yisrael. v'hazmanim. But here where we're talking about Shabbos, Yisrael is not Mekadosh HaShabbos. Hashem is Mekadosh HaShabbos. So therefore, the correct Girsa would seem to be in this Gemara, the way the Rosh Cirillo says it, and that's the way we say Kiddush, that we leave out Yisrael if it's Shabbos. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos. And Yisrael is only said when we're dealing with a Yontif. Now, from this Gemara, this would be the strongest proof of the Charedim that Pas, the Yerushalmi held, was no good. Till now, whatever proof there was, we were able to deflect it. The Rosh and Harvey Pesachim deflected it. But in this Gemara, we have to wonder, why did they have to make a special takon of Bracha Achsmein Shev according to Yerushalmi? Not because of Shadim, because of an Amo Oretz who wants to be Yotze Kiddush. There is no wine, and he didn't hear Shmoneh Esrei. There was no Chazor Esrei Shatz, and he doesn't know how to daven Shmoneh Esrei. And there's no wine, he can't make Kiddush, so therefore we give him an eitz to be mekayem to derice at least with Baruch Hasmein Sheva. Pashit, let him make Kiddush on Challah. Why did they have to make a new takana and make Kiddush on Challah? So this would seem to be a proof that the Yerushalmi holds that Pas is no good, and therefore there was no other eitz except to make a new takana of Baruch Hasmein Sheva for the Amaratzim. But according to the Rosh, why did they have to make this Eitzah? He didn't have wine. Let him go ahead and make it on Pas. And now the Rush brings this Gemara, and he gives a teretz about the Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina would be a very good teretz, as we said earlier in the Gemara, when we said that by Havdolah, Yayin doesn't cause Havdolah, because you can make it on Shecher. But Yayin causes Kiddush, because the Charedim learns you can only make it on Yayin. On that, the Rush deflected. No, you can only make it on Yayin, and it's built-in substitute of Challah. So that is stronger to the Charedim, but it's not a Tiyufta, it's not a checkmate on the Rush. The Rush has a way to get out of that Gemara that it's not Shver. I don't know how the Rush will deal with here. By saying Chamar Medina, that's a good answer. The Gemara only meant before to say that Yayin or its substitute causes Kiddush and not Sheikhor, not Chamar Medina. You can't use that for Kiddush, only for Avdolah. But how does the Rush use that answer? He seems to use Chamar Medina to answer all the difficulties here in Yerushalmi with that one teretz. I don't see how it answers here.
Concerning this question, Dayan in Muncie, Rabbi Weisner Shlita, showed me that the Rush himself in Arvei Pesachim, at the end of the first section of Ois Yud Zayin, addresses this question, and the Zel Shainai, Umash Evi Raya Meir Yerushalmi, and that which he brought a Raya from the Yerushalmi, Ikul Meimer Hachi Perushai. This is the Pshat in the Yerushalmi, Mavdilim Belo Yayin, Al Dover Shehu Chamar Medina. You can make Havdalah without wine on something that's Chamar Medina. For example, if beer is Chamar Medina. Ve'ein mekatshin alav, but you cannot make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Ve'nogu b'mokam she'ein yayin, where there is no yayin, she'hoyu regilin l'kadesh be'beis ha'knesses l'hoitziyarchem. They used to make Kiddush in shul to be mitzi the guests. De'i efshir l'kadesh be'pas be'beis ha'knesses. And it's impossible to be Mekadosh with Pas in the basic Knesset, because the person who's being Moitzi them, he's not eating there. So he's just making Kiddush for them. They're eating the Suda there. Since he's not having the Suda there, he's just making the Kiddush. So their Pas is not an option. Normally, the Rush holds that Pas is an option. But in the case of Orchim, we're eating in the basic Knesset, there it's not an option. And Oymer Shlich Tzibur Me'ein Sheva, and there the Shlich Tzibur says Me'ein Sheva. It seems from the Rush that he's learning that we asked the Kasha, why did they make a takon of Me'ein Sheva? They could always use the option of Pas. So the answer is that there were two takonas that were made. One was to be Mekayim the Deraisa, and one the Rabbanan. The deraisa of Zechreyu Bidvarim, which normally we are Mekayim in Shmoneh Esrei, that's not an option to the Amo Oretz because he doesn't know how to daven.
And there's no Chazor Shatz by Maariv, because Tfilas Arvus is Rishus, as we explained before. So there, for Zechreu B'dvorim, they were Mesakin Bracha Me'ein Sheva. And to fulfill the Takana de Rabbanon, that you're not Seimach just on what you say in Davening, but you should make it on wine. So they were Mesakin for the Orchim, that Kiddush is made in Shul. Their pas is not an option, as we explained, because the one who's making Kiddush is not eating there. It's only for the Orchim who are eating there. Therefore, the only option is Yayin. And through the Kiddush that the person who's making Kiddush makes, so he's moitzi the Orchim. And but otherwise, someone should use pas. But in this particular situation, pas is not an option, and therefore you have the Me'ein Sheva for the Deraisa, and you have the Kiddush, which the Mekadosh is making, without pas being an option in this situation, by the Orchim, in Shul, and there he can only use wine. That's how the Rosh learns the Gemara to answer the Raya that those who are Cholik on the Rosh brought, that you cannot make Kiddush on Pas. In general, you could make Kiddush on Pas. Here we're talking about Orchim, the basic Knesset, where Pas is not an option. Continues the Gemara, Vekashe, Alde Beis Shammai, Beleli Shabbos, Heich Avido. We will have a question on Beis Shammai in the following scenario that takes place Friday night, Leil Shabbos. What should the person do? There's a situation where whatever he does seems to be the wrong thing. Here's the case. If a person was sitting and eating Erev Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, and he, before he knew it, he was eating right up till Shabbos, the Ein Shom Eloisa Kois, and he only has one Kois. So now he's faced with making three brachas on this Kois. He has to use a Kois for benching. He hasn't benched yet. He has to make a Bar Priya Goffin for Kiddush, and he has to say Mekadesh Shabbos as well, Kedushas Hayoyim. So what is the order? What's the correct order of these three brachas? Because definitely, what are you going to tell him to do if he only has this kos? At Amar, you're going to say, Menichoy la'achar amazon, he should wait with the kos until after the meal is completed, U'mishal shel kulam olav, and then he should link all of these brachas that we mentioned, benching, bar priya goffin, kadosh shabbos, on this one kois. But now the problem is, what is the order going to be? As we turn to daf ayin ches amid beis, manavshach yivorech ala yoyim. If you're going to tell him that first you should make a bracha on mekadosh Shabbos beis shami, also kedusha sayoyim comes before bar priya goffin. So you're going to tell him the first thing yivorech ala yoyim. But no, hamazon kaidim. The first thing should be benching. Why? As both the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe point out, let's see the Charedim first. Top left-hand column, Hamazon Kaidim, Shen is Chayiv Ba Kaidim Shavi Shabbos. He's Chayiv in benching before Shabbos came, because he was eating the meal before Shabbos. V'shamin l'bei Shammai, da'amri l'il, shekvar nischayiv, v'chein kol k'yaitzibay. In the Mishnah, we saw that why, according to Beis Shammai, is the Yoyim before the Yayin, because the Yoyim came in before the Yayin was taken out to make Kiddush. The person was still in Shul and it was already Shabbos. When he came home after davening, that's when he brought out the kos. So sequentially, what was first? The Yayin. So the same thing over here. Whatever comes first, the bracha should be first. Here, what comes first? The benching comes first. Birchas Hamazon comes first. Let's see the Pnei Moshe. Same idea. Yivorech al Hayoyim koydim kedamrinin b'masnisin dekedushas Hayoyim koydim liyayin. Ha'ocha ikanami mazon u'bevari birchas Hamazon koydim likedush Hayoyim. Sharein is chayav b'birchas Hamazon koydim shekedush alav Hayoyim. The same idea as the Charedim is saying. So now, if he's ready to make the Yayim first, I have a problem, because the mazon should come first. That pre-existed before Shabbos. the chiv to bench on what he ate the meal. Yevorech al hamozen, if you're going to say, oh, okay, let him bench on the kais first. No, hayayin kaidim, because the chredim brings down that beishamay holds later in this perek. The chredim is in the third line in the left-hand column. Bolem yayin l'achar mazen, if after the meal they brought him wine, ve'ein sham el oisar kais, and he only has one cup of wine, first he makes a bracha on the wine, and then he makes a bracha for benching. We do benching, and we do yayin at the end. That's what Beis Hillel holds. But Beis Shammai holds, you make a bracha first on the yayin, and then on benching. So now, if you're going to tell me, if it's a choice between the yayim, Mikadosh HaShabbos, and benching should come first, sequentially. He's ready to bench. We tell him, no, Beis Shammai Shita is that one kois for yayin and for benching, you make it on yayin first. Okay, so let him make it on the yayin. Also a problem. Yevorech al yayin, you told me in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Shita is a yayin koidim. Okay, make it on yayin. No, yayin, muzzins first. Muzzins first, yayin's first. And it goes circular around and around. What should the person do? Answers the Gemara, Nishminim, we can learn the answer to this from a reason that was given in the Psak of Beis Shammai, further in the Perek, that Bolam Yayin L'Achar Amazin Ve'ein Shom Aloysa Kais Beis Shammai Amar Varech Al Yayin V'Achach Mavarech Al Amazin. What's the reason? Let's see the Chredim inside. Nishmina Min Adah, the second short line. Mimai Di Yov Time Rav Bo Beis Shammai. Rav Bo gave a reason for Beis Shammai. The Yayin L'Achar Amazin. From that reason, Yeshlum Et Ketzi Asakan. Once we know the reason for the Psak of Beis Shammai over there, we'll understand what Seder he should do it over here. Why? Because what? Let's go back to the Gemara. What did Rabba say there? We learned that Bol en Yayin Achar Mazen Ve'en Shom Elo Yisei HaKois Om Rabba Al Yedei Shehu Bracha Ketana Shem Yishkech V'yishteh. He might, since it's a very small bracha, Bori Priyagofen, he might forget and drink without a bracha. Let's see the Chredim. B'toich Shehi Bracha Ketana Boi Rebri Agafen Bovad Only Boi Rebri Agafen Shem Yishka V'yishta. He'll forget and he'll drink B'loi Bracha without a Bracha Kishibolim Yayin Achra Mazen Koidin Birchus Mazen. If after the meal wine came before benching, Im Ato Oimer Yivarech Birchus Mazen Tchil, if you're going to tell him to bench first on the Kais V'akais B'yodi, he has the cup in his hand, Shem Yishka, he'll forget V'yishta and he'll drink without a bracha. When it's still in his hand, he'll forget and immediately he will swallow it. It's a short bracha. So therefore, Beis Shammai said, make Be'ori Pirgafen first, you shouldn't forget. If you're going to wait till after benching, maybe when you come to the end of benching, right away, you'll start drinking and you'll forget to make a Be'ori Pirgafen. Ah, Volkisha Yodeya, Sheyesh, Acher Birchus Hamazon. Nishar adayin chayvol of lekadosh olav lo yishkach lishtaisei. But if he knows that after benching he has to make kiddush, then he won't forget to drink it. Why? The ein zu bracha ktana, because I don't look at the bar priyagafen anymore as a bracha ktana. The kiddush u bar priyagafen bracha arichta chashiva, because bar priyagafen is part of kiddush, and therefore the bar priyagafen is considered like a long bracha. V'hacha moide beishamai, beishamis moide the lo. Not to make a bracha on the yayin before birchas hamazon, even the ain shash lishtois beloy bracha, since there's no shash to drink without a bracha. If it's only a bar pirgafen alone, we're worried. Therefore, if it's only benching and bar pirgafen, he should make the bar pirgafen according to Beis Shammai before benching. But if after benching he still has to make the kiddush, that's the kiddush sayayim, and part of the kiddush sayayim is the bracha of bar pirgafen, I don't look at the bar pirgafen as a short bracha. I consider it now a long bracha. He's not going to forget it. It's part of the long kiddush, and memela he could say the bar pirgafen after benching, and after Mekadosh HaShabbos at the end, he's not going to forget it. Let's go back to the Gemara. if the reason when benching and yayin are the only brachas you have to make, you have to make the yayin before because you might forget it. What's the reason? Said Rabba, Yedeshu bracha ktana shem yishkach v'yishta baram hacha here where we have another bracha of mekadosh Shabbos mekivin shehu mishalsha al yedei hakoyis, since he's putting all three brachas benching mekadosh Shabbos and boyer pergafen on this kois ein ishach, he won't forget. Now becomes a bracha chareta. Kate said yasu. According to Beishami, what should be the order? How do we get out of this quandary of what he should make a bracha on first? The answer is, Yivarech l'mazon tchila, first you should make a bracha on the mazon because that was the first thing that obligated the kais, because he was eating before Shabbos. So that comes first. Sequentially, we always go with what comes first. So mazon is first, benching. V'achach mevarech ala yoyim, because the yoyim, kedushas yoyim, comes before yayin. V'achach ala yayin, and then he makes it on wine, and there's no obligation here to make wine before the Birchas HaMazon because he won't forget afterwards, because the yayin becomes part and parcel of the Kiddush, and therefore it's not a short bracha anymore, and this order now works out perfectly. First comes the benching, which came first before Shabbos, he was eating a meal, then comes the Kedushas HaShabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos in order, and then comes, at the end, comes the Boirei Pri HaGafen. So this is the answer to the question that we had on Beis Shammai. In the next year, we will, Mirtz Hashem, ask another question, and this time it will be on Beis Hillel.